As another central bank cuts interest rates, Ukraine goes the other way. From APM in Washington, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio. The Reserve Bank of India made a surprise announcement this morning. For the second time in 2 months, the country's central bank cut a key interest rate. The benchmark interest rate was 7.75%. Now it is 7.5%. Well, this echoes moves several central banks have made recently. They've also been trying to fend off deflation by lowering interest rates. The BBC's Samir Hashmi has been following this story for us from Mumbai.
Although the markets had expected another rate cut, few thought it would be so soon. But with inflation coming down thanks to falling oil prices, the move by the Reserve Bank of India is a step towards reviving economic growth. The announcement comes just days after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government delivered its first full budget. And this cut's been seen as a vote of confidence in the infrastructure investment plans and the roadmap for fiscal deficit reduction, which the budget unveiled. And there was cheer too from manufacturers who say it will now be cheaper for them to borrow money to invest in Asia's third largest economy.
That's the BBC's Samir Hashmi. Just a couple of days ago, the People's Bank of China reduced two of its key interest rates. The ECB has done the same. Ukraine, meanwhile, just raised its benchmark interest rate to 30%. That's up from just over 19%. As the conflict between Ukraine and Russia continues, Ukraine's currency has collapsed and inflation rates have soared. Here's Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson on this dramatic hike.
Ukraine's citizens and investors have many reasons to be nervous, says Keith Darden. He's a professor at American University.
Ukraine is fighting a war that it cannot pay for. It has a budget that is not balanced.
Plus, a long history of government corruption and it's running out of money. All that adds up to panic.
Ukrainians are rushing to the store to buy bulk amounts of sugar, flour, all kinds of staples.
Most countries want their inflation rate to be around 2%. Steve Hanke, a professor at Johns Hopkins, estimates Ukraine's real annual inflation rate is now 270%. Raising interest rates should draw investors and convince people to leave their money in the bank, but there's a downside.
It kills the demand and the attractiveness of loans. So you just shut down the credit in the economy and the economy collapses.
Hanke calls this a death spiral. He says to reverse it, Ukraine must tackle the structural problems that got it here in the first place. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. India's BSE 30, a big index there, ended the day down 213 points, almost 0.75%. And in Europe, the 100-share index is down 0.3%, about 19 points. And looking at U.S. futures, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down, each about 0.33%. When a big storm or a natural disaster devastates a community, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, usually steps in to help state and local officials. But in recent years, FEMA has been getting some help of its own from an unexpected source, one that you see on almost every highway in the Southeast. From WABE in Atlanta, LEU reports on how Waffle House helps FEMA measure the breadth of disasters.
It's a busy lunch hour at this Waffle House outside Atlanta, and manager William Palmer grills up a Texas Lover's BLT for one of his customers. But there were a couple days last January where this Waffle House was packed. It was during the ice storm that paralyzed Metro Atlanta.
You know, a lot of people were stranded on the highway with cars, but since we're a staple in the community, they already knew they can come here and get great service and great food.
Palmer and his employees work shifts around the clock. Waffle House put them up in hotel rooms nearby. The 24-hour food chain prides itself on serving its customers at all hours of the day. And FEMA caught on to this. They discovered that if a Waffle House is closed after a storm, then things are really bad.
That's an area we need to go to because it just doesn't happen where Waffle House is normally shut down.
Philip Strauss is with FEMA's Southeast region. He says when it comes to disaster relief and preparation, Waffle House has nailed it.
They're the canary in the coal mine, if you will, of looking at what their status is in the community.
And in 2011, the current head of FEMA coined what's called the Waffle House Index. There are three measures. Green means the restaurant is open as usual. Yellow means it's on a limited menu. And red means the restaurant's closed. And Waffle House sends these status updates directly to FEMA. Now, there are more scientific measures, of course, but Strauss says the Waffle House Index makes it easy to check how things are on the ground.
It gives us a pretty good feel right away of trying to figure out what's going on at what time.
Because its restaurants are in areas prone to hurricanes and tornadoes, Waffle House has made it part of the business plan to be prepared. Pat Warner is the company's vice president of culture and on its disaster management team.
We all have what I call day jobs, and then when the crisis comes, we all kind of stop.
Warner says the guy that handles restaurant operations, for example, also monitors the weather. If a storm's on its way, he says headquarters will rent generators and start sending teams to the area. Waffle House even has an emergency menu in its stores.
Unfortunately for bacon, folks, bacon takes up too much grill.
And you won't find waffles on the menu either, because it takes too much electricity to make them. But for now at the Waffle House outside Atlanta, manager William Palmer focuses on his customers today. And when the next disaster strikes, he says he's not worried.
Yeah, we're ready for it. We have kits and I have stuff in my car already. We're ready to go.
And FEMA will be watching. In Atlanta, I'm Ellie Yu for Marketplace.
Finally, the retailer Target says some big layoffs are coming soon. According to the Star Tribune, in Target's hometown of Minneapolis, the company's CEO declined to provide a definitive number on the cuts, but the company hopes to save $2 billion a year. I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.